Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor for me to be here today with you. An honor for me to be here today with you because I know who has helped make this great state of Texas the greatest state in the nation, and that's you. Tricia, sweetheart, I appreciate your being with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, I could not do this without Tricia and the encouragement of our precious little 8-year-old daughter, Carolyn. I want to thank all the fine Republican men and women who've worked so hard with Governor Perry and me to create the Texas economic miracle, the strongest economy in the entire country, and the leader in job creation. Ladies and gentlemen, the other governors of the other 49 states would think they've died and gone to heaven to have our economy. I want to thank each and every one of you for all that you've done, being on the front lines in helping to create the most pro-life, pro-family, pro-growth state in the entire country. And all of you have been on the front lines as we fight against President Barack Obama's war on Texas. You see, in Texas, we know the power of the American dream. We know it's not a dream, it's a vision. A vision that if you believe in something larger, greater than self, you sacrifice, you persevere, you work hard, anybody from any place can climb heights as improbable as they are breathtaking. Opportunity for our children. I've lived it, and I want our children, your grandchildren to have the opportunity to live the American dream. America truly is an exceptional nation blessed by God. The only boundary to our success as Americans is how far we dare to dream. But the American dream is under attack. Many people are starting to worry that will their children, their grandchildren have the same or better opportunities that we had growing up? And I cannot permit that. That upsets me. Liberals in Washington have put a bullseye on the back of our conservative values and free enterprise. That's wrong. But Texas is different. In Texas, we know our values, we fight for them, and we've won because we know what works right here in Texas. Pro-life conservatives know because we defunded Planned Parenthood. Senator Troy Frazier and I know because we passed a photo voter ID bill to stop rampant voter fraud in the state of Texas. Small business owners know because over the last 7 years, I've helped pass 51 tax cuts, cutting the taxes on Texas businesses, homeowners, and individuals by over $14.5 billion. Tea Party leaders know because last year I helped cut $14 billion out of our state spending. Governor Perry knows because he signed the comprehensive medical malpractice and asbestos tort reform bills, the most advanced in the country, and we made the liberal trial lawyer agenda in Texas obsolete. Senator Patrick knows, and that's why, working together, we passed the sonogram bill, which will literally save thousands and thousands of lives. Attorney General Greg Abbott knows, because we stood strong for the 10th Amendment, because we know that the federal government is never the answer. It's always a problem. And that's why we killed all of the liberal proposals for state income taxes, killed them dead, never on my watch. Together, we've created the strongest economy in America. But most importantly, we worked to defend religious freedoms. I'm proud to have the opportunity to fight alongside with Governor Rick Perry, Attorney General Greg Abbott, and our conservative leaders to protect our fiscal and our social values. You know, people ask from time to time, David, what's the difference between Texas and Washington? All the difference in the world. In Texas, men and women like you have put your faith and trust in conservative leaders like Rick Perry and myself, and working together, we've created the Texas economic miracle. Just think about it. In the last 9 years, you all, Texans, Texans, 8% of the entire population in the United States, you've created more new jobs than the rest of the 92% of the entire population of the country. We've created the best business climate in the country. But we know that whatever success that we've had in Texas is due to our deeply held conservative principles and the will to implement them, and by the grace of the good Lord. You see, in Texas, God still has a place in our hearts and in our minds. No matter how hard President Barack Obama has tried to trample on our religious liberties. That's why we need to stop Obama trampling on our family values and our religious freedoms. You know as well as I do, this is a very critical time in America's history. We're way past a crossroads. We're at a tipping point. America's at the edge of a cliff, poised to tumble over the edge. We need men and women, conservative men and women, who'll stand up for traditional values, stand up and stop the radical Obama agenda from destroying America. Men and women like you, right here, together. Over the years, we've moved mountains to protect our conservative values. I helped protect the sanctity of marriage by passing the Defense of Marriage Act, one man, one woman. I helped pass the protection of our First Amendment rights, a freedom of religion, by allowing students in public schools to be able to pray and have reflection. And we've done all this not for any agenda, but because it's the right thing to do. All of us, we believe in the power of faith, families, and freedom. You know, folks ask me all the time, what makes Texas a leader? Why is Texas doing so well? And I normally reply, well, it's due in large part that we've got more Texans in Texas than any other state. It's our people. It's our values. It's our character. It's who we are and what we stand for. It's the same values that my mother instilled in me. Faith, integrity, hard work, as well as the memory of my dad who led the B-26 bomber attack on Utah Beach, H-hour-5 minutes on D-Day, June 6, 1944. Dad flew. Dad flew 85 missions over Nazi-held Europe, came back to Houston, and a drunk driver ran into him and killed him. So life was tough for my mom, but she was an anchor. She taught us faith, integrity, and hard work, and Texas is opportunity, and that's the only reason I'm standing here. God bless Texas. And my mother taught me faith, and not to quote any scripture, but one. All right, I will. You asked, I'll do it. We're not in control. God's in control. Okay? And I just want to say one thing I've learned over the years as we go back to Proverbs. Lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. Thank you. Let me end by saying my journey has been incredible. It is an honor to stand here and work for you. You're my bosses. That's why I think we've seen the accomplishments. Rick Perry thinks the same way I do. You know, I love working for you. I love moving the state of Texas forward, always following, adhering our conservative principles. But America's at risk if we don't fight for her every single day. The American dream's at risk if we don't fight for it every single day. I'm proud that we've got so many conservative warriors, men and women, right in this room right now. Because together, we won't stop fighting until we send Barack Obama back to Chicago.
West Virginia.
West Virginia? Okay, fine. Fine, West Virginia. All right. Oh, Kenya. Ladies and gentlemen. And wherever he wants to go. Right, that's fine. Yeah, fine. Perfect. Great. I'm with you. I'm honored. God bless you. God bless the great state of Texas. An honor to be with you.